I'd like to thank the Labour Party for bringing forward the motion. I support this motion and its calls for the government to increase its housing targets significantly. It is very clear that Housing for All, the government's strategy to address the housing crisis and end homelessness, has been an incredible failure. Since the publication of Housing for All, the number of homeless families in the North West alone has risen by 85%. 85% is a shocking figure, and it demonstrates the absolute incompetence of the Housing Minister, as does the fact that that a record number of homelessness was recorded in the month of January, with a total of 13,531 people accessing emergency accommodation nationwide. This cannot go on. The situation is absolutely dire and somehow keeps getting worse. While the Minister hides behind Housing for All and housing targets that are set so ridiculously low that they wouldn't make a dent in the level of homelessness that we are currently seeing, even if they were met. And monthly homeless figures published by the government only show a fraction of this issue. The report shows individuals and families provided with emergency accommodation by local authorities. They do not show the hidden homelessness. People sleeping rough, living in cars, sofa surfing, people in refuges, escaping domestic violence, people sharing with families or friends, or those living in houses unfit for habitation. All these people are not reflected in the government's numbers. The situation is sadly much worse than it seems. But perhaps we're looking at this in the wrong way, us people on the opposition here. We're looking at the housing policy being a way to provide houses for people who are homeless, is what you would think it would be. But maybe when you look at it from the government's point of view, that the housing policy is to provide money for private developers, it's actually working very well. And so actually from the minister's point of view and from the government's point of view, housing policy is working. Because you're not about providing housing for homeless people. You're about providing money to developers for development and stuff like that there. So from that point of view, it's working well for government, and government is providing everything that it needs to do for what it wants to do in relation to homelessness or relation to housing. But it's one thing for certain, it's not about solving the homeless crisis. It's not about providing housing for people. It's not about, because even if it was, if it was something that you were interested in, you would actually increase the levels of income that are needed for people for housing, because there's a huge number of people on the incomes in Donegal, on an income of between 32,000 and 50, 60, 70, 80,000, who can't provide housing for themselves, won't be able to provide housing for themselves, and are totally left to the private market in terms of providing for housing. And those people come into the office and you just say to them, look, there's absolutely nothing I can do for you. You're on your own, because that's government policy. Because the government wants to keep down the figures to make it look like they're meeting the need. Because the first thing that would happen if they increased the actual income limits for getting on the housing list is the housing list would go through the roof. And then the minister would have to explain that away. But it's easier not to just let those people on the list at all in the first place, so then you don't have to be counted by anybody's views. And I think that's what's actually happening in terms of housing in that area. And I think we're probably all guilty in opposition here of looking at it from the wrong angle. We're looking at it from the angle of people who need houses and people who are homeless, as that has been the measure of the housing success. And clearly, and that can't be where the government is looking at it, because if it was, you'd be admitting that you were an absolute failure. In 2023, North West Simon provided homeless prevention support for over 220 households of 266 adults, accompanied by 207 children. I can't imagine how the absence of a home and this instability is impacting on these children. These people and their situation often get lost in a discussion about numbers. This week, the UN's Economic, Social and Cultural Rights Committee expressed concern over the persistent gap between demand and supply in Ireland's housing market and the increasing cost of rents. This gap is disproportionately affecting the most marginalised and disadvantaged in our society. The committee ruled that the lack of social housing was not adequate and the persistence of homelessness in Ireland was concerning. It called on the government to ensure adequate access to culturally appropriate accommodation for travellers and Roma communities, and suggested increasing local authorities' culturally appropriate housing stock as well. They also recommended steps should be taken to avoid all forms of discrimination in the provision of accommodation. Sadly, these are recommendations that have been put forward time and time again by travellers' groups. Last Friday, as Irish Traveller and Ethnicity Day, and I think that in celebrating the culture and formal recognition of the ethnic group, it is also important to consider all the ways the community has failed and been left behind. The Housing Traveller Accommodation Act 1998 obliges local authorities to draw up 5-year traveller accommodation programmes However, since its introduction, local authorities have consistently failed to complete these programmes. As well as this, year after year, local authorities across the country have failed to draw down funds earmarked for traveller-specific accommodation. The fact that this has become the norm for many local authorities is disgraceful and shows that traveller-specific accommodation is not being prioritised in the way it should be. The allocated budget for traveller-specific accommodation is already far lower than it should be. For it not to be drawn down completely is unacceptable. Many traveller households are forced to live in unsafe, unsanitary and overcrowded conditions, and I would urge the Minister to work with traveller organisations in addressing this very serious situation. It is time for meaningful action, and not just from the government, but from the opposition as well. Opposition parties, including ourselves, have all put forward many housing motions over the term of this government. But sadly, many of them have failed to include targets for traveller-specific accommodation or recognise the dire living situations that many travellers are forced to endure. I hope that in trying to create a more fair and equitable society for everyone in this country, that we ensure nobody is left behind in the future. And that's what a housing policy should do. It should provide for travellers, should provide for Roma, should provide for homeless people, which it's actually not doing, and should provide for those people that are in dire needs of help and support, rather than provide for builders and developers and the private sector to make money. Thank you.